I can't remember when it was. It was sometime this season. Me and you were sitting in a hotel bar somewhere talking about the possibility of you getting 7 centuries and breaking a Durham record, and you've done it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, just remember now, I think it was Southport. Something very special to go past guys like Div and Collie is really special and a day that I'll definitely remember.
It was an excellent knock from you. It seemed like you were playing a different game to a lot of other people, and you've helped rescue Durham from some pretty awkward situations today, particularly, I think, 232-7 at one point.
It didn't feel like it, to be completely honest. A couple of balls bounced and kind of went around a little bit. I think credit's also got to go to guys like Woody, Carsey. They came out and played the way they did positively and basically put the pressure back on them for that kind of period of time. I think it was a 60 and a 65 or 70 run partnership, those two. And they kind of got 50-60% of the runs. So they put the pressure back on Surrey. They played brilliantly.
You've got the 200. If you get two more, you've beaten the record for a Durham score against Surrey, which was Will Smith in Guildford in 2008. And I'm sure you've got an eye on your 2-2-1 against Yorkshire earlier this season as well.
To be completely honest, I think we need another 7 for a bonus point. Yeah. So every point at this point, to repeat myself, is crucial for us. So hope you can come out tomorrow, get another 7 runs off Bunny's bat or mine, or kick them, or however we get them, and then we start scrapping again and see how big we can go and come out and bowl. We've got 3 very fresh seamers, and Bunny's never far away from being at his best anyway.
Yeah. On a day when it's come out that Scott Borthwick is to leave, there's been a lot of doom and gloom around the club today.
Yes and no. It's an exciting opportunity for Badge. I don't know how much the club has confirmed, it's exciting for him. He starts a new adventure somewhere else, and good luck to him. It's exciting, and hopefully he can achieve all his goals. But he couldn't do it with Durham. But at the end of the day, if that's where his heart lies, he must go.
Yeah. Now, he and Mark Stoneman have cited Surrey as cricketing reasons, trying to increase their hopes of getting into an England lineup. You are doing it here. 6 of your 7 centuries this season have been on this ground. Surely you're knocking on the door of the selectors, and I'm sure if there was an offer to go to Bangladesh, would you consider going?
Yeah, definitely. If the offer comes, that's a lovely problem to have at that point. That's up to the selectors to decide. All I can do is try and score runs and continue doing what I'm doing at this point. Just got a lovely message from James Taylor today. Just really special the way he wrote it, and the way coming from a guy that's played quite a bit of Test cricket. It was just some really kind words. So hopefully I can take his advice in the message and write a few notes. And who knows? At the end of the week, that's up to the selectors to decide.
We had an angry tweet off one supporter today. What happens if South Africa come and poach him now? But that can't happen anymore now, can it?
No, not at all. I threw my lot in with South African cricket quite a while ago. I think it was 2011 or 2012. And I threw my lot in with England and the ECB. They've given me an opportunity to live my dream and follow a career. This is where my home is now. I've invested in property here, and this is where I spend majority of my time.
You're half Macam anyway, aren't you? Because your mum's from Sunderland.
Yeah. Fortunately, unfortunately, depending on where you're from. My mum was born in Sunderland, so half Macam. Been to one live game, so I suppose that makes me a fan or a supporter.
And finally, from a batting point of view, Durham actually getting some batting points on the board today. I've looked, it's the first time you've managed to get as many as that since Hampshire here at the start of July, which was 8 games ago. It seems an awful long time ago.
Yeah, it does. Can't remember much of the game, to be honest. Brilliant we could do in the first innings. We've scrapped really hard innings 2 and 3 for quite a lot of the season. So it's good we've got a few points batting-wise. And then hopefully with our seam attack, we can attack them at some stage in the morning.